$1 million question, at least million rupees, or as the Dr. Evil says in the Austin Power movies, very funny, $100 million gajillion. He does not really care about money as long as he can hold world to ransom. The fact is that this question is priceless. No money in this world can pay for it. And certainly no money in this world can pay for the answer to the question. Of course, most people would not care neither about the question nor about the answer, but you certainly should. Who is the experiencer of human consciousness? Okay, human consciousness is experiencing itself. But human consciousness as a that space of pure subjectivity that defines the boundaries of human consciousness is not really in dynamic relationship with its psychosphere. So when you identify your various psychological states, like I am feeling sad, I'm feeling good, and so on. Who is identifying that? Who is experiencing that? The psychosphere itself does not. So what is the answer? The answer is quite simple, but not necessarily that obvious. It is the person, of course. But how can the person experience that psychosphere of human consciousness if his center is in a different location? On the one hand, he's experiencing it as if from a distance, but on the other hand, he's experiencing the psychosphere of human consciousness. Through the intelligence of the external person, which is his extension. I spoke before about the fact that intelligence of the external person is not always active in the human consciousness. It is active when we are thinking or processing information from personality, or when we are reflecting on our experience, how we feel in human consciousness, how we feel as human. But what I said before is not entirely accurate. When the intelligence of the external person is reflecting on how we feel in human consciousness, it happens in this connection from our direct involvement in personality and mind. So there is that contemplative reflection. But there is another layer of that external intelligence of the person that is not really active, meaning it's not really doing anything in particular in that human consciousness, but is etherically present. In a most subtle way. And it is that intelligence that knows or is able to know how we feel prior to any kind of reflection upon our experience. So here we go, a new concept, etheric, external intelligence being part of human consciousness. It doesn't feel like the external person is active, doing anything. It is quiet and silent. Resting, but still being present. And via the external person, it transmits the information of how we feel on the level of human consciousness to the main center of the person, which is the internal person. So while the pure subjectivity of human consciousness can be experienced and maintained solely on the activity of pure attention, the psychosphere, in order to have any relevance to exist as part of us, need to be connected to a personal intelligence. So now what we are discovering is that there's a more to the external person and external intelligence than what we thought thus far. Basically, without the external person and external intelligence, we could not be humans. We could not have the human experience. But what does it mean to experience that etheric external intelligence within human consciousness? Remember, here you are not reflecting upon your experience. You are not thinking anything in particular. You are not thinking at all, in fact. Meaning it is still premental. That intelligence is resting, being infused into pure subjectivity of human consciousness, but it is very much present. And it feels. Or as being able to feel how we feel on the human level. It is actually that combination, unity between external, etheric, external intelligence and this psychological imprints in the psychosphere that create the actual experience, how we feel. Or else you would not know how you feel. Or simply would not feel anything at all. So that external intelligence actually brings about the recognition how we feel. Is recognizing the psychos is linking that psychosphere to conscious experience. It may be not entirely conscious, maybe subliminal, but still there's an experience, there's a feeling. If it's below the threshold of conscious recognition, you may be not aware of it. But on a deeper level, you still feel it. On a deeper level, you still feel how the human feels. Or how you as a human feel. So contemplate it, while of course being in human consciousness. What kind of elements are present in your human consciousness? What is this made of? What constitutes its subtle dynamics? Because it is living, it's not just a state. It is living, it is feeling, it is it determines your very experience as human. And it's not particularly complicated. Now that we have clarified so many things, there's a space of pure subjectivity which encapsulates our human consciousness. There's a psychosphere which is contained in that space. And there is the etheric external intelligence, which is allowing you to experience that psychosphere and to feel a certain way. For instance, feeling very bad. Or feeling peaceful. Feeling blissful, feeling serene. And the interesting thing is that sometimes you just don't know how you feel. what am I feeling? Or rather, how am I feeling? Because your capacity to identify how you feel on a subtle level, because obviously the more intense psychological states you can identify, whether negative or positive. But when they are very subtle, that intelligence of the external person is just not sharp enough to decipher what it is exactly that you feel. And it's actually very important that intelligence actually develops a higher level of sensitivity to identify how we feel on this more subtle levels. That is a part of getting in touch. One of the important parts of getting in touch with our human consciousness. It's not about analyzing how you feel, it's about feeling how you feel. Similarly, as we cannot see certain wavelength of light, certain wavelength of electromagnetic radiation, which we experience as light, so we also are not able to see certain wavelength of how the human feels. But we can expand that faculty of seeing so that we can see, identify, feel what before we could not, so that we can actually see all the spectrum of the electromagnetic field of the human consciousness.